We have two innovative products, one of them being a video paywall. So it's literally a snippet. You just fill in a form. You don't need to be technical at all. You fill in a form, it generates a snippet for you from our platform, and you can copy paste this into any website and your paywall is live. The second innovative product we have is a subscription plan. In Lightning. I mean, literally, it doesn't exist. Today, every single Bitcoin company that accepts subscriptions for whatever kind of business model they have, whether it's content or whether it's access to a platform, etc., they only accept subscription payments in fiat. And it's not because they don't like Bitcoin. They're Bitcoin native companies. It's just that there's no solution out there for that.
Welcome to the Business Bitcoinization Show, the show dedicated to helping you enrich your life and grow your business with Bitcoin, the hardest money on planet Earth. I'm your host, Josh Friedemann, and our guest today is Pierre Corbin, who's the co-founder of the Bitcoin Film Fest and the creator of the documentary The Great Reset and the Rise of Bitcoin. If all of that seems sort of familiar to you, it's probably because it is. Just a couple of months ago, I interviewed Pierre and his Bitcoin Film Fest co-founder, Tomek, about the Film Fest, but I found out after the fact that Pierre had this other project going as well, and it seems extremely relevant for business owners. Now, one thing you're going to hear about today is something called Nostr Wallet Connect. In just a few weeks, I'm going to be talking a little bit more about that concept with Moritz Kaminsky from Albi. So just be aware of that development and how it might be influential to businesses. It might be especially relevant for your business. Of course, before we get to our interview with Pierre, we do have this week's Bitcoin Meetup Spotlight. And even before that, I want to give a shout out to those who have been supporting the show on Fountain in the last week. Thanks to those who have been streaming sats to the show, including Ilde Pickman, No Waste BTC Signs, user 809-51098, and Danilo TG. Thank you also to those who have sent boosts. Both Hoddle, Alvarado, and Piez sent boosts this week about last week's interview with Kendall Pappas. Hoddle Alvarado said, great podcast, going to have my daughter listening to this one. And Piez said, thank you both for sharing this amazing story. God bless. Thanks again to all those who have been supporting the show on Fountain. If you would like to be included in that number, I encourage you to listen to the podcast on Fountain and either stream sats as you listen or send a one-time boost. And if you include a message with that, I'll be sure to read it on this show. Now, for this week's Bitcoin Meetup Spotlight, we're going to Nevada County, California. Come to where gold country meets the future of money with the Nevada County Bitcoin Meetup. They meet at 1849 Brewing Company in Grass Valley, California, every third Thursday of the month. It's family friendly, so make sure to bring those Bitcoiners in training with you. The Nevada County Bitcoin Meetup is a Bitcoin-only group, so they won't be entertaining any deep dives into crypto projects, and they'll be happy to explain why at any meeting. Check them out on Meetup or on Twitter at NevcoBTC. You can find those links down in the show notes, along with the link to the Oshi app, which you can use to find a Bitcoin Meetup near you. Now, we're going to get to our interview with Pierre right after this. Business owners, unlock the benefits Bitcoin has to offer your business with the Bitcoin for Business Quick Start Guide. This 27-page guide highlights the 6 ways you can grow your business with Bitcoin. Check it out in the show notes. Pierre, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Josh. Thank you. Thanks a lot for having me. How are you?
Doing well. So listeners to this show will think that your name sounds familiar. Just probably in the last month and a half, we've had a conversation with you and Tomek as well about the Bitcoin Film Fest. We've talked about your project and some future projects you're working on right now. But then soon after that, I found out you're behind another project that is incredibly relevant to business owners. I'm excited to get into that with you today. Before that, we usually start off this interview with a few questions that help us to get to know you a little bit better and give us some insight for our own lives. So you ready for these?
Yeah.
Sweet. First question, when and how did you first learn about Bitcoin?
So first time I learned about Bitcoin, I remember I was sitting in my brother's bedroom. I was still a teenager. So was he. And he was scrolling on his phone. I mean, scrolling wasn't a thing back then, but he was on the web on his phone. And he just mentioned, there's like this this money that was created and people now are just selling it out and they're making a killing with it. And that was, I think, 2012, more or less. Yeah. So that's the very first time I heard about it. And then I heard about it some more because my brother, in fact, got into Bitcoin mining, but then got wrecked in 2013 after that. And so he lost interest after that. So that's the first time I heard about Bitcoin.
Question number two, what's an insight or fact about Bitcoin that you wish everyone understood?
21 million, absolute scarcity and what this represents. I think that's, not a lot of people. We're not used to that, I think, in general, especially when we're talking about money. So there's just a lot of concepts that follow it that people don't understand. And I think that for me, that was really, and even if, you think of the documentary that I made, The Great Reset and the Rise of Bitcoin, that was essentially the point. It was, absolute scarcity, 21 million, and what this means for an inflationary world versus what it could be if we had absolute scarcity in our money. Mm-hmm. So I think, 21 million.
What's the Bitcoin resource you most recommend to other people?
That's obvious, my own documentary. In fact, it's true, obviously.
You've said, you've raised the point that it's the most watched documentary, Bitcoin documentary of all time. Is that correct?
No. So not of all time, but since the last bull run, yes. Of all time is The Rise and Rise of Bitcoin. Still is. And on YouTube, it's at 15 million views or so, which is five times more than mine.
It's hard to know this, but because there are, I think your documentary is posted in a variety of different places, but do you know approximately how many views it's gotten entirely?
Yeah, I think now we're at 2.2 million views.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Now, it's amazing, especially when I released it, I was hoping to have 100,000 views, so it's way beyond
that. That's way cool. So question number four is, beyond Bitcoin, what's a resource, tool, or idea that's been helpful to you or your work recently?
I think, but that's also out of pure interest. I don't think that's something that's necessarily important for everyone. But it's programming in general, it's something that allows you to think. It allows you to break down big problems into smaller bits. And I know that it's helped me in approaching any kind of problem and organizing and structuring my work beyond just programming, simply because, I see what it is I want to make, and I'm, I think, more easily than most capable of seeing what are each of these elements and then what elements make these smaller elements, and just go down to then more easily be able to bring everything together. So I do a lot of bullet point lists, essentially. So nothing crazy there, I guess.
So we switch up the final question for repeat guests. So question number five is, what is the part of the Bitcoin rabbit hole you've been going down most recently?
So I don't know if it's necessary. I guess it is a traditional Bitcoin rabbit hole point. But especially in the context of Flash and everything that we're doing there, it's, as I mentioned, 21 million is what is not understood enough. I think the next point, and it also, it's natural in the going down the Bitcoin rabbit hole, I believe, is, you get into Bitcoin for the gains. That's why most people get into Bitcoin. Then you stay for the technology and the revolution. Mm-hmm. But it's much easier, and most people enter Bitcoin from the macro perspective, which is the 21 million. But I think, the more you stay in Bitcoin and the more you learn about it, the more you start experimenting with spendings. And I think this is where, especially the Lightning Network is very interesting and shows a lot of promise, simply because you can, and that's what we're trying to do, is you can really change how we interact with, the internet in general, simply by adding these instant payments. Just like you can send a DM, you can send a payment. I think it can change a lot of the dynamics of how we work on the web and generally. So that's a quite a big rabbit hole. And especially it's an interesting one because there's so much we don't know about it that we can invent it ourselves. So it's much more about imagination than just, learning hard facts about the economy, macroeconomy, etc.
If you were hit by a bus right now, could your family access your Bitcoin? When's the right time to stop hodling and use Bitcoin to impact your family's lives, not just yours? What if Bitcoin doesn't reach the value you expect, or it takes longer to reach that value? Do you have a plan? Do you have the proper trust structure to avoid probate, maintain your privacy, and minimize taxes? Do you want to avoid taxes to stack more sats or leverage your stack without selling? Should you add Bitcoin to your business's balance sheet? Are you truly confident in your self-custody setup? If any of those questions made you stop and think, you probably realize that simply buying and holding Bitcoin is not a complete financial plan. That's where Strong Wealth comes in. Orange-pilled advisors blending traditional financial planning with deep Bitcoin expertise, giving you the best of both worlds, so you can sleep peacefully knowing you're making the right moves for your family no matter what happens. Schedule a free call at strongwealth.net. That's strongwealth.net. Strong Wealth, wealth management for Bitcoiners by Bitcoiners. Today's episode of Business Bitcoinization is proudly brought to you by Velus Commerce, where the future of business technology meets Bitcoin. As we journey through the era of Bitcoin and its transformational impact on businesses, there's one name that stands out: Velus Commerce. Whether you're looking to build a cutting-edge website, a seamless mobile app, or custom software, Velus is your go-to team. They've been diving deep into the world of Bitcoin since 2014, making them one of the most experienced groups for integrating Bitcoin and Lightning payments into a variety of digital platforms. But here's what truly sets them apart. Velus Commerce doesn't just build. They bring a wealth of knowledge to ensure your project success from day one. Their team understands the nuances of Bitcoin, ensuring that your business stays ahead of the curve. And for all business Bitcoinization listeners out there, Velus Commerce is offering a free consultation to kickstart your project the right way. So if you're ready to future-proof your business in the coming age of hyper-Bitcoinization, head over to veluscommerce.com or reach out on Twitter at veluscommerce. Let's make sure your business thrives in the Bitcoin era. All right. So Pierre, you are extremely involved in many different areas in the Bitcoin space. And like I said at the beginning of this interview, soon after we finished our recording for our conversation about the Bitcoin Film Fest, I saw this Pay with Flash account started following me. I was very interested, started following it, found out you were the one behind the project. Like, we could have talked about it then, but we just had so much to talk about in that conversation, and it's probably worth its entire own separate conversation. So we're having that today. Could you share with people a little bit about Flash? And for myself as well, I don't quite know how this project got started. So just a little bit about what Flash is and how you got into this particular project.
Yeah, of course. So, Flash is essentially a payment gateway that facilitates Lightning payments for businesses. And we have a few innovative tools because we're experimenting with Lightning and experimenting with this technology that is instant and free payments, or almost free. But the way it started was with something completely different. In fact, we went through different areas. So when I say we, I mean me and my co-founder. He's called Hugo. He's a high school friend, and we never worked together in the past. We did similar kind of things. But when, OpenAI came out and there was all these things that can be built with creating your own GPT using the OpenAI APIs, et cetera, he called me over to his place and told me, look, we can build stuff with this. Like, let's maybe try and make something. And I said, okay, but it's got to be Bitcoin related. And so we created Talk to Satoshi, which was the first chatbot that used resources from Bitcoin books. There's the Bitcoin Standard, The Price of Tomorrow by Jeff Booth. There was my own documentary. There was Everything Divided by 21 Million by Knut Van Holm. So there was, a bunch of content like this. And you would ask it a question, it would think and give you an answer, answering as if it was Satoshi. Therefore, the name Talk to Satoshi. And it buzzed quite well. In 1 week, we had 300 articles written in every single language. So we're pretty happy about this. And, so we were thinking, okay, well, what do we do next? It's great. We buzzed. Let's try and make something. Maybe we can make a business out of it. We found out it feels like it's difficult to actually earn money with AI, or at least get the right idea. But we were experimenting with Lightning at the same time. We were also very interested in observing Noster. And, so we just continued going with a different idea, which was a different project that we called Noster Eggs. On the week of the release of Noster Eggs, I met up with Hugo and we sat down and we were thinking, okay, well, tomorrow or the day after is the release. And I remember Hugo telling me, like, yeah, well, what's the problem with our thing is the name the name isn't great, like Noster eggs. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, there's the word Noster in it. And what I always say is it's kind of stupid. If you think of Google, they could have called themselves Internet Google kind of thing. Like, you can do a bit better than that. And after that, you know, when we started thinking, okay, well, maybe we could call it differently. Well, then it was, well, actually, maybe we should have different products, because the product that Noster eggs was, it's kind of technical, but essentially when you call an API as a developer, well, you request for information, most APIs, I mean, they're free in that sense, or you pay a monthly subscription and you get a particular key and, you know, your account can be verified this way. And we thought, well, maybe what we can do is we can use Noster as the communications channel for these API calls, and then use Lightning to request for payments, make the payment, and only then receive the answer. And, you know, it was complicated, very niche, like even more niche. You know, we're in a very niche space, because there's Bitcoin, there's Lightning, there's Noster, and then there's the developers in this ecosystem. Very, very niche. And so, you know, this is when we thought, well, maybe we could call it Flash. And Hugo was experimenting with how we could create a paywall and make the payment happen via Lightning. And so this was the very first product of Flash. And we went on through a bunch of different stuff. But we have two innovative products, one of them being a video paywall. So it's literally a snippet. You just fill in a form. You don't need to be technical at all. You fill in a form. It generates a snippet for you from our platform, and you can copy paste this into any website, and your paywall is live. And you can add it to a video paywall as well, which essentially you, as the owner of the page and of this Flash, you can set an interval in seconds, for example, 1 minute, and it will track the video on your website, and it will track how much the viewer is watching. And after this interval of time, it will request for a payment. The idea being, you know, you can rent a film on YouTube for $5. You got the 2-hour film. But what if you could, you know, pay per blocks of 10 minutes, and you just watch the first 10 minutes, you pay for that, and then you can watch the remaining blocks. But if you didn't like it, well, you just go back and watch another film, and you pay 10 cents instead of paying $5 for what essentially is a bad film, right? Or according to you, right? So, you know, that's kind of the idea there. But the second innovative product we have is a subscription plan in Lightning. I mean, literally, it doesn't exist. Today, every single Bitcoin company that accepts subscriptions for whatever kind of business model they have, whether it's content or whether it's access to a platform, etc., they only accept subscription payments in fiat. And it's not because they don't like Bitcoin. They're Bitcoin native companies. It's just that there's no solution out there for that. And we're using new tech. It's called Noster Wallet Connect that allows to do that. And it allows us to create recurring payments for users and for businesses to accept it. And the only thing they need to do is fill in a form on our website, and they can copy a snippet. They can, you know, customize a button for themselves, their color, their own text, etc., add it to their website, and can accept recurring payments, whether it's weekly, monthly, whatever they set. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be helpful for some business owners who are listening to this, who are considering Flash, to have some other examples. Maybe like what are the are people currently using it for streaming services, or what are some other uses that people are that are currently active with Flash?
Yeah, so I mean, we've just started, so there's very little yet, right? We're really working on onboarding all of the users as they come. Mm-hmm. We're mostly focusing on the subscription plan. We see just yesterday a use case where, and it shows the need for this. It really shows it, which is, I think, very interesting. Someone selling a book that was looking for ways to be able to accept Bitcoin payments for it. And he found a way, which was even surprising for us, because that's not the point of the tool in particular. We have a product, it's a payment link. So it's essentially a URL that you can generate with Flash, and you can just send to anyone, put it on a website, I mean, whatever you want. And this person has different methods to pay. It can be via their browser extension, they can scan a QR code, they can copy the invoice, or they can pay with Flash with their Flash account, essentially, and with the wallets they've saved with us. And this person used this product to add it onto his website that allows him to sell his book this way. So he's essentially receiving donations via this payment URL. And very interesting, you know, and it shows the need for an easy to set up product page. That's how we interpret it. So it also gives us ideas onto what are the next things that we're going to build. But when it comes to subscriptions, again, like this is the product that we're trying to push because it's the most innovative one. It's the easiest one to be able to, convince businesses to use. And we're already working with different people, three platforms in particular. I won't say the name because, it's not done until it's done. But in this, we have, content platform that just education around Bitcoin. These guys are from France, and they're going to implement this as a Patreon. So not so much you pay and it gives you access to different business tools. It's really just about supporting them and getting exclusive content. I believe in the exclusive content part. They haven't implemented yet. It's really just recurrent support for them from their fans, followers, etc. Then we've also got a streaming platform directly, but they're not looking only because of restrictions in terms of how their backend is built and the technicals of the application not being their own application, but being, some platform provider. They're only looking at the subscription plan directly, as opposed to also the paywall that I was talking about. So you pay per second viewed, essentially. So subscription on a streaming platform, which would be the very first film streaming platform to accept Bitcoin Lightning payments, because again, it doesn't exist in this format. And also a crowdfunding platform that just wants to be able to more easily implement support for their users via recurring payments, essentially like Patreon in that case. So that's, the first use case that we've seen at this stage. And a lot of it is going to require, of course, some integrations. And the way we're approaching it is, once we do an integration for one client, then everything works for him. Well, we use this exact same integration to be able to implement so many more behind that. And then integrating with different platforms like, Circle, like Vimeo, like, and whatever community management is there, or just user management that it exists within these platforms. Because generally, we also have a more technical approach, but we provide also the user management for platforms because we're Noster native. Our entire backend is handled via Noster. You can create an account on Flash with email and password, but I mean, that's just for added security on private keys. And, we take custody of the private keys for users. We recommend going via Noster essentially for the privacy. But our entire backend and the user management that we have anyway uses Noster and Noster public keys to, save all of these user information that we need to save in order to be able to automate these payments and such. And that's something that we managed to allow any app. In fact, you can really have a simple HTML website and just add a snippet that will instantly add user management and payment via this Noster integration that we have, and via Flash essentially that manages the payments as well.
So one of the things I'm curious about is how the recurring purchase works with Bitcoin. And even as I was kind of wondering that in my mind, I was thinking to myself, people who use value for value apps and they may stream Bitcoin to the creator, it's kind of the same type of thing, but on an extended basis. Is there an easy way to explain how those recurring purchases work, maybe in a non-technical way? Because it seems like if someone could just send a request to your Bitcoin wallet, like what are the intermediaries there so that someone can't just take all the money out of your wallet?
Yeah, so definitely. And that's an important point. But essentially, what the tech we're using is called Noster Wallet Connect. And it was developed by Albi and Mutiny Wallet. So they're, very famous browser wallets. And essentially, it's a true third layer to Bitcoin in which Lightning wallets, so Lightning being a layer two, communicate and request and send payments to one another via Noster. So, they send a Noster message to one another saying, I request payment from this user. And then the invoice is sent via Noster. And then, I send payment. And this information is sent also via Noster. So it's, just this extra communication layer. And in creating this, what they added is the possibility for you to create connections. So you can create app connections. And essentially, you give part of control over your wallet to the app developers. And when I say you give part of it, it's a complete controlled authorization, because you can set different restrictions, such as you can view or not users' wallet balance. You can make payments, create invoices. All of these, you can, it's literally check boxes whether yes or not you accept to give these rights to the app developers. And you can also set a budget, which is always there by default. You can, of course, change it to, I think on Albi, they literally have it as hashtag reckless, where there is no budget at all. But I think the recommended approach is to give a budget there. And essentially, with this information, we store this, you know, with the user public keys, we store this information that allows us to take control over the user's wallet with these restrictions. And we then can create these payments for him. And as I mentioned, it's all, you know, we're not a wallet ourselves. If you have an Albi wallet, you connect your Albi wallet to Flash, and we're then going to use this to request payments or make payments. But we're, again, just a communication layer. We don't touch anyone's Bitcoin at any point. We just make it more easy, just easier for wallets to communicate between one another. And we're just creating extra experiences and ways of handling payments, either it's receiving or sending payments. We're just simplifying it and allowing all wallets to be put into, one platform essentially, but it can be any other platform, right? Any Flash competitor or any other, whatever kind of tools will come out of this tech, because it's new tech. Again, we don't know what it's got waiting for us.
You have mentioned that this is really focused on, you know, recurring purchases. If you're going to use this, is it something that you could use at a physical location in a shop? Is there a way that you could incorporate this in your day-to-day, you know, one-time transactions if you also want to use it for those recurring purchases?
So at this stage, no, but we do have a bunch of products on our roadmap and things that we've thought about that we'd want to be able to implement. Because, you know, right now we're working on making our app, our web app. We want to make it as responsive as possible so that it can be used easily on a phone and it can be installed as a progressive web app on any phone. And this will allow for a lot of things. First off, already today, if you have an account with Flash and you've added one of your wallets, and again, having an account with Flash literally means if you already have, do you have a Noster account? Do you have a Noster private key? So it means that you already have an account with Flash, because you could log in directly to Flash with this. We're just another Noster client, right? So you don't need to have an account with Flash per se. You have a Noster account and it allows you to log into to Flash, right? But then you can add your Albi wallet, for example, to your Flash account. You can, on any paywall that we have, you could already, using your Albi wallet that is a browser wallet, therefore it's compatible only on the browser, right? That's the point of it. Well, you can use it to pay on mobile, which I think is pretty interesting. And so we can even more develop these kind of experiences with an app that anyone can have and use on their phone, especially for more B2C kind of elements, where you'd be able to scan a QR code directly from the Flash app and it shows up the different wallets that you have connected. You can see what balance you have there. If you're using Phoenix wallet, Mutiny wallet, Albi, whatever kind of wallet that integrates with Noster Wallet Connect, it would just be there by default, and you could see it and select what wallet you choose to pay for. It doesn't happen that much because we don't spend in Lightning physically that often. But just the other day, we had a Bitcoin meetup here in Poland, in Warsaw, and we go to a bar. It's called Bar Bazar, a very nice place, a bit underground kind of thing. But they accept payments in Bitcoin and Lightning. And I was on my way there. I was in Uber, I think, and I was, you know, checking my phone. I was like, okay, so they accept Lightning payments. So I know I have a bunch of, I have some Bitcoin on Albi, but I can't pay with Albi there. So I'm going through all of my wallets, trying to figure out exactly in which wallet do I have enough funds to be able to do this. So I'm opening Phoenix wallet. I'm opening Moonwatch. I'm opening, you know, just going through the list and seeing where I have some funds. Well, you'd be able to see this directly in Flash. You'd be able to see all of them. And then you'd be able to just scan the one QR code that allows you to choose within these. But that's the B2C part. B2B, the same kind of thing is true. Again, if you can have this app on your phone, creating a point of sale system where you just input, you know, pay this amount for this product and it generates an invoice on the go. That's, I mean, it's very simple to do. Again, if you just use our payment link right now, well, the payment link generates a new invoice every single time you open it up. So it's the exact same logic that we'd be using. So, you know, that's the kind of stuff that we're looking at, but we're essentially trying to figure out how we can be, the equivalent of Stripe for accepting fiat payments on any platform, but the same thing in Lightning, because it's just very simple onboarding and no hidden fees. You know, this is like the kind of experience that we're trying to reproduce, so that, you know, we can be the go-to platform for accepting payments on the web for now.
Excellent. And we've talked about ways people can get involved, but just for those who want a succinct answer, what's the best way for someone to get started with Flash?
Just go onto our website, paywithflash.com. And from there, there's a bunch of explanations. We also have a YouTube channel that is linked there where you can see all of our explainer videos that are very short. Because again, getting started, you can create your subscription plan and have it on your HTML. It takes literally 2 minutes. I think the video itself is like 2 minutes. It was important for us to keep it, you know, within the restrictions of Twitter videos. So X videos. So, you know, it's a very, very quick integration. And from our website, you can go onto our app. It's app.paywithflash.com. And from there, there's just very simple forms. The easiest one I think you can create in literally 30 seconds will be a payment link that then you can just, you know, put on your Twitter account, put on your website, under YouTube, whatever it is. And anyone can always just go there, open it up, and has a very simple way to just send you some satoshis.
And the final question burning in my mind, and therefore maybe in others' minds, is what are the fees involved here?
So very simple fee kind of approach that we want to have is, first off, as an end user, so as a customer, you don't pay any fees, like zero. The only fees that come are for merchants, and we're taking a 1% fee. And so the way it works, again, you know, we have a certain control over user wallets. And so the way it works is we don't touch anyone's Bitcoin. So the end user makes a transaction, pays a merchant. The merchant receives this. And only once he received it does 1% fee come to us. Right. So you're certain you got paid. Only once you're paid, you pay 1% fee to us. And it's always 1%, you know, regardless of the tool that you're using. And that's only on the merchant side. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you sharing today. Pierre, do you have any final thoughts before we finish up today's interview?
No, I mean, I think, you know, really it's maybe more of a call out. I think, you know, this tech Nosterwild Connect, I believe it's, you know, it's got the potential to change a lot of the Lightning ecosystem. Because again, you know, today when it comes to the Lightning space, if you're a Lightning wallet or a Lightning provider, well, you need to have a Lightning wallet and, you know, all the infrastructure that goes with it. It's a very complicated business to run, very technical. You need to take care of liquidity, all this kind of stuff. But on top of that, you need to create use cases. So that's the second thing you need to do. You need to have a team of devs that take care of building solution software, essentially, that easily integrates with your wallet and just gives these payment solutions, or either for paying or for receive payments, that is, you know, within their ecosystem. It's for their wallet in particular. Nosterwild Connect changes that completely, and it just gives this power to any developer. I can build Flash without having to worry about Lightning infrastructure. This remains in the hands of the wallets. If I'm connecting my Abi wallet and a transaction goes through Flash, it's not going through Flash, it's still going through Abi. So we're only bringing more traffic, right? And the only reason we can build a subscription plan is because of this tech. And the reason why we can do it and no other Lightning wallet will ever do it is because it goes against their business model to provide a tool that any wallet can connect to and can, you know, use their infrastructure, but bring transactions, like routing transactions, for competing wallets. And you know, the call out is really for just app developers to take a look at Nostr Wallet Connect and wallet providers to integrate their wallets with Nostr Wallet Connect and empower app developers. Because I think this is how Bitcoin can, you know, really enter the mainstream, is if we can open source and open the building of new technologies and applications in Lightning. If, you know, if it stays just in the space of Lightning wallet providers, it's just restricted in terms of the tools that we can build for end users. If we open it up, I mean, we enter a world that we still haven't explored with Bitcoin, and that's very exciting.
It is exciting. Well, Pierre, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Josh. Thanks for having me.
Well, friends, it's a wrap. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Business Bitcoinization Show. If you want to reach out to either me or Pierre, you can find those links down in the show notes. And if you have a subscription model for your business, check out Flash as well. As always, keep building, keep growing, and until next time, keep living and leading well.